I didn't notice you there. Do I know you?
No, sir. I don't think we've met.
Name's Jebediah.
Hi, Jebediah.
And what is your name, kind sir?
I'm Arnie.
Our paths cross again.
What brings you to this godforsaken place?
I really want to hear Now Playing's review of Phantasm Ravager, the last film in the Phantasm Retrospective series. It's part of their fall donation drive.
I'll give them to you, but I would require something from you in exchange.
Yeah, I know. It's donations from listeners that keep Now Playing on the air. They have no sponsors or ads.
None of you ever listen. When their time comes, they don't die. They come to me.
I hear you, Jeb. It's really true. Without listener donations, Now Playing would die. There'd be no more Tuesday podcasts, but it's donors that keep the show funded and able to grow.
I have plans to make things better for everyone.
Exactly. Donations allow for things like new microphones for better sound quality, tickets for more theatrical reviews, staff like editors and website designers without who we wouldn't have a show. Every donation goes to make Now Playing better.
One might say we're in it together.
I couldn't have said it better. Now Playing and its listeners are a team. Together we make Now Playing strong.
Perhaps you need time to think this over. But be quick. There's little time left.
Yes, the donation drive goes through January 2018. And it's during these donation drives that we really count on listeners to come out and support Now Playing. And it's as a thank you that we made these bonus reviews. They're a gift to those who support our show. Plus, I had fun reviewing this movie with Stuart and Jacob.
Why are you so obsessed with these two friends?
Not just those two. We're all in this together. Stuart, Jacob, Marjorie, Heath, David, Steven, Brock, Justin, and everyone else who works on Now Playing, and our listeners. It's as a team that we're able to do all the reviews we do, including the ones of Phantasm. Would you like to hear a clip of the show?
Well, every tall man deserves an amusement.
Great, here it is.
$600,000 for this one? What's the budget? They got some special effects in this one. Not a lot of sitting around in the desert.
Well, you know, it's easier to make a low-budget movie today with the onset of video than it was when you were shooting on film.
True, this is 20 years later, so yeah.
Yeah, it's staggering that everyone's still around to participate, too. I mean, they get everybody back.
What else are they going to be doing?
You know, having worms devour them, I would think, in some cases. So, yeah, Angus Grimm has just always been old. Here we are almost 40 years later.
Yeah, and he looks old in this one. It sounds like they modulated his voice. I don't know if this is him actually talking, because didn't he die this same year that this film came out, 2016?
He died before this film came out. He died in early 2016.
Oh, you never got to see it.
But this was actually filmed over the span of 2013 and 2014.
Oh, okay.
This was shot just like the original Phantasm. They spent a year shooting it and only worked on weekends because they all had day jobs doing something else.
Yeah, Angus had to write some notes for some album coming out. Win another Grammy.
Well, he became a bit more of an actor, you know. He had horror cred to go do things like Wishmaster and some other films.
That takes cred, does it?
Yeah. Yeah, I wish you never to bring that up again.
Wishmaster is a greatest hits of horror who's who, and Angus Grimm deserved to be in that. But they did say that they noticed on the set Angus was fading, and they all felt like this would be Angus's last time as the tall man. He did get to see the completed film. The film was completed in 2015. That's when listeners started. Let's draw attention to this. Let's put a big spotlight on this movie, because this is the one that started 2 years ago. Listeners saying, will you do Phantasm? This movie is why we did Phantasm, because it brought an upswell of listener support demanding Phantasm. And donors, thank you for putting your money where your mouth is and joining us for the Phantasm series you demanded, but this is the movie that caused you to demand it. It took a year to get released and then another year for us to get to it.
Released straight to video, right? There's no theatrical release here.
I think it played some festivals, but yeah. I mean, no real proper nationwide release, at least in America.
Does it premiere at Texas Frightmare count?
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I remember getting those emails. I remember hearing the buzz. And yeah, I remember thinking, okay, well, when it comes out, we can think about that. But it never appeared on any calendar. And before I knew it was available for streaming and DVD and thought the moment had passed.
And I honestly expect the worst. We did simultaneously a death blow to Now Playing when we did 9 Children of the Corn films on the main feed and then over on the donation feed decided to do 7 Leprechauns. Mm. We learned the hard way. Listeners really don't want to hear an endless string of repetitive direct-to-video sequels. That's why when we did our sci-fi of 86, we did Critters 1. We think that really the love lies in most cases in the original film. And then there's just a whole bunch of films that kind of just keep it going. And so I was the most against doing Phantasm because we did live through Leprechaun. We did live through those Children of the Corn. I said, if Phantasm ever had a theatrical reboot, a light at the end of the tunnel, the exact same thing I said about Hellraiser, I might add, and have held on to that Hellraiser line for 8 years and finally gave up hope there. But if Phantasm ever had a theatrical release, I'd go for it. But a direct-to-video release? Come on, that's a sign of no faith, right? I mean, look at the direct-to-video stuff we've reviewed. Rave to the Grave.
Yeah, it's never any fun to end on an utter bleak note of absolute misery, which seems to be what happens to too many horror franchises, that someone gets just enough money to shat out something that no one needs to see.
And we possibly could have gotten that theatrical reboot. Coscarelli says that studios came to him and wanted to do a theatrical Phantasm reboot, and they even had papers drawn up to the point where New Line announced a trilogy of films that would reboot the franchise and focus on Mike's origin story. Yes, it still had Mike in it.
Well, I'd get a real actor and I'd be fine with that.
I don't know, isn't the origin story his parents fucked and he was born?
I don't know. How'd he get the ball in his head? I mean, there's something that we're still missing. But I remember hearing good buzz about this. And again, I felt like we were owed. The movie last week told us there was more story coming. And so, by God, I wanted to know what that story was going to be.
You talked about Phantasm's End, that script that never got made. I feel like they try to get some of that in here with their meager budget.
Yeah, they definitely do. Some of those things you were talking about, I see them here.
Yeah, I was surprised. Again, I watched this film. I then did a lot of research into Phantasm's End and the bonus features and then went back and I was like, wow. And it turned out Coscarelli did go to Roger Avery and is like, hey, do you mind if we pillage those ideas?
Wasn't he in jail by that point?
Even if he's in jail, he probably has creator's rights. But truthfully, when I watched this movie for the first time, I knew nothing of what I told you. I did not know I was watching a string of webisodes. I knew what you guys knew. I'm watching another Phantasm film that took about 20 years to get out. It bugs me that they keep missing their anniversaries. They make them on the 20th anniversary of when they made Phantasm, but they didn't release 4 in 99. They didn't release this in 2019, which would have been the 40th year. They just are always close. I was shocked as hell to see it's a Reggie Bannister film. I was really curious about the behind-the-scenes thing, knowing about A. Michael Baldwin's temper. Would he not come back except for a couple days? What happened? Turns out A. Michael Baldwin lives in Texas, and when they were doing webisodes, Reggie was available and even let them film at his house. But notice Reggie Bannister is now a co-producer along with his wife Gigi Bannister.
Hmm. Yes, definitely the most Reggie of all the Phantasm. And in fact, I think it even changes the point of view. I thought we were always watching Mike's dreams. But Arnie, let's get into the plot and we can talk about what we learn in this final chapter.
And I gotta say, oh boy, I said Inland Empire last week. I really feel it this week. Good luck.
Your tenacity has amused me, and I've enjoyed your despair. Have you considered my offer? But my generosity is fleeting. You will have no more chances beyond this moment.
If you'd like to hear all of our Phantasm reviews, including the rest of our Ravager review, head to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. There you can find the details about our Phantasm retrospective series, our Hellraiser retrospective series, our Jeepers Creepers retrospective series, and our Child's Play retrospective series. All of are available just as a thank you gift to those who support the show. For those who give their money to us, it's like a PBS pledge drive. As I say, in case you're hearing this for the first time, we could give as a thank you a water bottle, a coffee mug, a pen, a sticker, a tote bag. But if you guys enjoy our podcasts, we think what you'd like best is more podcasts. And so these are exclusives for those who help keep us on the air.
Yeah, it was as true as when we first started doing donation drives back with Chucky in 2010. We're only here putting out this level of content because of the donors. So if you're not able to donate this fall, you're going to be missing a lot of cool slashers. But thank the donors who are, because that's what keeps us going on Free Tuesday as well, when we have releases like Leatherface out this Tuesday.
Yeah, you can find all the details at nowplayingpodcast.com. Click the donation banner on the top. And you could also become a patron on Podbean. People ask, do you still do the Easter eggs? No, we do almost monthly podcasts now on Podbean, just exclusives there. This month, it's October. Ooh, spooky horror. We got Get Out.
Yep, and we've done more horror, Legend of Hell House, Hook. That was a very frightening film. Monster Trucks. I'm still quaking at that monster.
Yes. He's a demon to some, angels to no one. And we've got more goodness coming up next month. Lego Batman.
Just in time for Justice League. Not that we're doing a whole Lego franchise. Again, that's the whole idea of these one-offs, is that we do things that we'd never do for our regular Free Tuesdays.
So we'll be back on Tuesday with Leatherface, and we'll talk to you then.
You're not even real. You're my bad dream.
Game boy, but the game is finished. Now you die.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast week after week.
I have plans to make things better for everyone. Just stay out of my way. Let the plan complete itself.
Now Playing is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho.
Cut me down, boy!
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Phantasm films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with any company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Use your brain, boy.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You brought this on yourself. You were an unwanted pawn in the game. Ah, your tenacity has amused me, and I've enjoyed your despair. But my use for you is at an end. You're not even real. You're my bad dream.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017. All rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Ingonza Media Incorporated.
It's all over.
It's never over.